Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masechta Zedarim, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. A man walks out of his house in the morning, looks up and says, oh no, a tornado is coming, a hurricane, a storm, a strong wind. It's going to rip my young trees out. Or he sees a fire coming. He says, oh yuvei, my cloak is hanging over there. It's going to get burnt. So what does he say? He says, Hare Natiya Sa'elu Carbon. These young trees should be a carbon. Im Einan Exosis, if they're not going to be cut off. They won't be ripped out of the ground. Winds don't cut, but it could rip it out of the ground. Or he says, Talisu carbon, this talus should be a carbon, the main in the surface, if it's not going to be burnt. Now, what does that mean, it's a carbon? You can't be makriv a tree on a mizbech, or a talus. So a carbon means he was magdashid lidmei carbon. In other words, he's going to sell it and purchase with the money carbonis. It could be he was magdashid lebedek habayis. That means for general use in the Beis HaMikdash. That's also called a carbon. But either way, you could redeem it. Now, we're not talking about a case where he said over here, oh, I aser these trees like a carbon upon myself if it doesn't get cut off. If he meant that, he would have said, explains about Tanura, Reinatius Elu, a lie carbon, or they are kick carbon. But because he said, Reinatius Elu, carbon, so what's mashma is that he intends to make it a carbon. So again, he walks out in the morning, he sees the wind coming. His response is, Reinatius Elu, carbon, these young trees should be a carbon. I should be able to sell it, let's say purchase with its money, carbonis, im einan exosis, if they're not going to be detached from the ground. Or he makes a neder and he says, talizu carbon, this talus should be a carbon, im einan esrefes. It's not going to get burnt. And lemaisa, the wind didn't rip the trees out of the ground. The talus wasn't burnt. Zokta Mishnah, yesh lehen pinyan. The neder is chal. Now he may say, the reason I said it is because I thought for sure it's going to be burnt. I thought for sure that the trees are going to be ripped out. No. The neder is chal. Baruch Hashem, the trees are still connected to the ground. The talus, Baruch Hashem, has not been burnt, and now please redeem it. But let's say he used a different lashon. Let's say he said, Reinatius Elu, carbon. These young trees should be a carbon. Ad sheyikatzitzu. Until they're going to be cut off. Or the neder is talazu carbon. Ad shetisarif, until they're going to be burnt. Ein lampidin, you can't redeem it. Because the way he structured this neder, he makes it impossible to redeem. Because let's say he's going to go and redeem it. What happens now? The kedusha is automatically chal again. The money is hegdish, you have to use it to buy korbanis. But the kedusha is automatically chal again on the tree and on the talus, because that's what he said. He said this is going to keep being hegdish as long as it's connected. He said, "Erinatias elu carbon until they're detached. This talus is a carbon until it's going to be burnt." Now, what happens lemaisa when they do get detached? Does he have to redeem it at this point? Then there's a machloikus in the Gemara. Some say no, because he said only until it gets cut, and now it's off. Some say it means until that time, for sure. So for sure, he has to redeem it once. But either way, before it's cut off, or before the talus is burnt, you cannot remove the kedusha from this, because what he said was, it'll keep getting kedusha again and again. So you can keep redeeming it, you can keep bringing korbanos with the money, but the kedusha is not going to be removed, not from the young trees, and not from the talus.